Go Loud. Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hot Box Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hot Box Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Why'd you smile like that? What have you got? What have you got?
I'll just start off with the two of you claiming I'm on holidays every 5 minutes.
Wow. I didn't think you were going to come in with receipts like that. Now, when we first met you, you left for a long time for kids. And then, like,
came back and then you went away again for kids.
It's like you didn't take a holiday for 2 years, and this year you've.
They backdated you with.
Many holidays have you had on?
Your whole life is a holiday.
Bro, that's. Not on a Thursday, bro. And I got the day right. Not on a Thursday.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
What? Last week. Did I?
Yeah.
What
Tuesday.
Did I say?
Thursday. It's a T.
Stop and ascend. It sounds like me, yeah. You've took a lot of holidays this year, bro.
I think I have.
You have. Ed Smith and Siobhan have studied for you.
I think you would.
That doesn't mean I'm on holiday.
And we've done a Tesco branded episode without you.
I might have better things.
So now what you do, you like to wean yourself out of our life without telling us. You do, you did it with the main episodes.
I just need to, I don't know, I don't have to finish that.
Just good start, yeah. I just need, forget it. I just don't like you. That's what you should have said.
No, that's your interpretation.
What's that, persecution complex?
Might be.
Fuck off on with these big words, yeah.
So come here, this, do you know what I only found out the other day? There's a bank holiday on Monday.
Yep.
That came out of nowhere. That crap up.
There's a bank every 2 weeks now.
Yeah, we need one in July.
We're almost there though.
What?
We've added a couple in the last few years, I think.
August has all bank holidays.
Only one, is it?
We added one in February. That was it.
I'll take it.
We have a bank holiday in February.
Yeah,
do you get a day off from banker?
Yeah.
Oh my God, your life's a holiday. Any questions? No, your life's a holiday, bro. Do you know what? You have more days off than teachers.
So can I just put it out there? I hope you all had a great bank holiday weekend.
Well, is the banker over?
Well, this will be Tuesday.
Right, hang on.
Happy banker, everyone.
Like, that speaks volumes. Is it over already?
Let me tell you something. Bankers don't mean nothing to us.
To you?
But if we
won't be in the studio then.
No, but if we could, we'd do a main episode on the bank. I guarantee you we would.
No, you wouldn't.
Depending on the guest, we would.
I depend on the guest.
Yeah, on. If I rang him tomorrow and said, look, Eddie Hearn's up for a party on Monday evening at 5:30 if he's in the building.
Eddie Hearn, yeah.
And then we'd have to negotiate with you, because you.
On the guest, huh?
You have some life. You'll be like, yeah, Eddie Hearn, Eddie.
Late nights and weekends I've worked on this podcast.
I'm just saying, I think you deserve it. You work hard, you deserve your holidays.
I do work hard, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think you play a role in the podcast, don't you? A role.
A you role. Play. Do you know what he's doing to, he's role. Doing to you?
Yeah, the way foundations play a role in the house.
He's doing to you what you do to him on.
Yeah.
And then you get comfortable.
You're more like the window ledge on the house. That's... And the back one, bro. You know the one that hasn't been painted in 6 years and it
and
cracks.
It's and all.
Yeah, that's you to us.
In hell,
to me.
Are you the U bend on the jacks?
Very important part to play in the plumbing system of the house.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, boys, I had an architect in the gaff the other day and I was like, this is what my life's become, dealing with architects. And somewhere else I realised, we need to start giving more opportunities from kids from disadvantaged areas to be architects because I don't know an architect.
So what else you have
I'll get you a sparks, I'll get you a gaff painted. I won't get you plans to draw the gaff though.
Now everyone's just realised.
What?
I got it. You have a lot of money.
if
you speak to architects, you have money.
Obviously. I know plenty of people that speak architects. And come here, we're in the wrong line of work.
I didn't think you were that man.
What Nick's was, I get it. Well, it's not Nick's, but like, I mean, when an architect does a project and you see what they get for that, I'm like, listen mate, you're playing the Sims in real life and you're getting paid.
Like Darren Nixers is a year wage.
No,
but
it's wage.
No, it's not.
It's a month's wage.
You could get a Nixer worth a year. You could get a Nixer worth 6 months wage.
I'm just pointing it out there, right? Now I didn't pay this, but this is what I got quoted Yeah, I'm getting an extension on the kitchen. Nothing. Like, not a double extension, just a single extension.
You can't say that, bro.
Listen to this.
You can't just go, just an extension on the kitchen. Like, you have to change the whole house, bro.
No, it's only at the back.
Okay.
We got quoted 15 grand from this fella. Yeah? 15 grand. And Amy was fuming. Amy was like, I'm very close to ringing him. Now, this is over email. She goes, I'm very close to ringing him and telling him to fuck off. I hope he listens.
Nah, that's
just someone who doesn't want the job.
No. And Johnny says, look, if that's...
He didn't want to listen to you all day.
If that's a bit pricey... If that's a bit pricey, I'll give you a new price.
He's always home, bro. He's
trying to design his house.
Listen to me.
The windows should be bigger.
Yeah.
It should be bigger because we have a south-facing garden. They should be fucking utilising the sunlight on.
Huge windows and
big
walls.
He didn't hear that last part, yeah.
What?
Gotcha. Go on.
What did he say?
It's something about... Go on.
Anyways, he came back. He goes, I'll knock a discount off, yeah. 400 quid he knocked off. So 14,600 to draw plants. I got someone to do it for a fifth of that price.
Brilliant.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm happy. I am happy for you.
What's your problem?
Oh, and you're in one of these humours.
I know.
You're hittable today. You're hittable.
Very hittable.
You're hittable, Owen. How long did it take him to go at me?
Oh, instant.
No, you timed on the clock.
13 seconds.
13 seconds.
But he was at you out on the balcony.
You did go at me.
You were.
You were.
I was like, you're on the coffee very late today, and you were like, needed. And you were nudging at Terrence.
He said, I need to bring my best, my A game.
Listen to me.
Was he nudging at me? I didn't even see that. He was backbiting me on the balcony.
Liar.
Listen to me.
When being your architect, you said the stairs would be over here.
I'm not even in the gaff. I won't even be in the gaff. Another thing I need to pull you up on.
Stop pointing at me.
No, I'm going to keep pointing.
Well, no, I'll just not point him at nothing.
This is the Spider-Man meeting.
We all point. He points and I point to him.
Yeah.
If you start pointing, we've lost. Just,
yeah.
I have two things I want to say. Amy was catching up on the bonus episodes and in one of them you goes, oh, I wouldn't want to cross her.
Yeah.
And Amy put me on it and she goes, what the fuck do you mean by that? I was like, I don't know, you ask him.
Point proved.
Yeah,
I was like, I was like, you ask him. She's standing on me over you.
What's point number two? I
can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So when we come in, had to do these...
He's trying to roll sleeves up and he's in a t-shirt.
This is a big point he's is like, about to get
so
out.
So let me talk.
I bet I'm flexing that time. Oh yeah, I'm just very tired today.
You weren't thinking clearly.
Did he flex?
Yeah, Phil's. Yeah. Phil's, boys.
We come in here to do these bonus episodes, yeah? We get a time. I usually come in, I want to ask Tescar on a call. Terrence is out having a smoke at the balcony. That's we true. Don't really communicate or that. And then we come in and we sit down. And it's like a Mexican standoff. Who blinks first? And the first one who shows the inkling of a bit of weakness, the other two hang up on.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Happens all the
time. Oh, I agree with that.
Happens all the time.
That's a good statement.
And everyone get it. We gang up on him, you gang up on me, we gang up on you.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
And we got you're him today.
Oh, you'll see. I'll just catch the two of you later on.
We're the holy look. Yeah.
From behind.
Sitting at the lift. Come on, what were you saying now?
Dead arm to you, dead leg to him. He was dropping. Collapsing in on his ourselves.
Yeah.
Anyways, on where were we on holidays?
You were away. Go on.
Yeah, we don't care. Any listener questions? Go on.
Oh, don't like it. Don't like it.
Dude,
I was close to
that's
dead dog rude. Stuff. Yeah, that's what me point.
Yeah.
Just a little more. Go down. Any questions, Alan?
I saw a whale on my holidays.
Congratulations.
What's that mean? Don't talk to me.
A whale? You know what a whale is?
Yeah, no, a whale is. And what? Like, is that, like, is it rude to see a whale?
I would think so. You ever seen a whale?
Don't think so. Have you ever seen it? You've seen a whale. Go on, I'm waiting. I swam with whales. Go on.
I've seen a whale. You asked the question and I answered. I said, yeah.
If you're going to be like this, like it's a guarded interrogation, this podcast.
Where did you see the whale on?
You were being condescending there.
No, I actually wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
So, you've seen a load of crows and you've seen a whale on. Sounds like you had a great holiday.
Are you happy?
Yes, Terrence, I was happy.
Did you get chicken nuggets on the way home then? Or like...
No.
Oh, all right.
No.
There's a lot of... don't know why as well.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
There's tension.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with me.
There's tension in the room, boys. And it's not coming from me. I'm nearly asleep. There's no tension on me.
We're all here with our hands up waiting for something.
Yeah. See, whoever drops the guard gets a box, boys. That's a fact.
I'll knock the lights off and just hit someone. You ever used to do that? Be which I made second the lights go off, just hit the ground because someone's going to throw a dig. Knocking the lights back on you, holding your eye. What happened there? You know what I'm talking about.
I know, we used to do it in school, but
all the time.
Like, why would we turn the lights off in school and there's no blinds on the windows? So it'd still be bright and someone would throw a chair. Why is it throw the chair? Like, it's still bright out. Do you get me? Anyways.
We've had some. I think we've had this before.
I don't like when you read it on and then you make a face like, what the fuck is that happening that. Here?
Cozzy.
Sounds familiar.
He is your one mate. Is he now? What's your mate's name?
Coxie.
But anyways, go on. Cozzy said what on?
Cozzy, if you were born and raised in a different country, what country do you wish it was and why?
Not America. Can't be America.
Cozzy would go for Italian for the food and culture.
Do you know what? I swear to God, that's what I was thinking. Has to be somewhere European. Has to be.
I'm happy on.
But you have to, you have to for the question.
See, this is the problem with this podcast, boys. It's peer pressure, isn't it?
Yeah. So just pick another country.
To get jobs to talk, speak.
Yeah.
And I spoke.
Right.
And I stuck with my auntie. Is it like, I want more?
Yeah. That's our role.
Can I say Northern Ireland? Oh, that's it.
Partitionist over here.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, even more. polishing the knuckle dust for next time she sees. Yeah,
polish it straight into the typewriter. Into the BBC with Jim Bollocks.
The pen is wider and the sword over there.
What border?
You can save this. Come on, roll it back.
No, I'm saving it.
Save? I don't think they're saving this.
I don't believe. I believe.
Shovel all of him.
Look on. No. By law.
He's making a statement.
By law, it's another country. But not by the eyes of the people.
Is there any other country in the world where you can have a passport from another country that you share a border with?
I'm going to go with...
I'm just saying this purely as like... I'm being sarcastic because I'm not a partitionist.
I'm going to go with England.
Okay.
The UK.
Is where you want to be born and bred?
Yeah. It's very close. I'll actually even go more specific and say Liverpool.
Right.
I think
so
it's the
to be Scouse.
It's the closest to Dublin you're going to get, I feel. In terms of the people and the actual city. Because it's a kip. So is our house. Place. What would you call this?
Country?
County.
I'm picking Italy. More specifically in the south, the Mezzogiorno. That's where we're going.
Really?
Yeah.
The north is much nicer.
No, the south is nicer. South of Italy is much nicer.
They put all the money into the north.
Exactly. So I want to be deprived no matter where I'm from, man. Do you know what I mean?
A fellow with the architect.
Architect.
He's worse than him in the toaster.
Which one?
Wait, do I have to get caught, man? I'm minding my business.
That's a strength.
I'm over here about to argue with Charlie Adams of what I just said. And he shoots me in the face with a toaster. Oh, you can hear the tuts, can't you? Tuts all around from Sinn Féin.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you're bollocks.
You're
yeah,
big trouble.
We're never getting really low now.
Oh, you'd be lucky if you're getting out of the studio.
I'm planning.
Aoife Moore. Anyone from the north that we've had on the podcast?
Mick Conlon.
Jesus Christ.
What border?
Shane Todd will probably be okay with you.
Shane Todd's 100% all right with this.
Yeah.
Remember he was saying it as well. What border am I right? But like you'd say it out of nowhere. But like Shane, you're talking about fucking Circle K.
Yeah, but I still don't know why all of their jokes, I don't know whether I'm allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
Do you know that one? I know I can, but they make loads of jokes about the border and all them. Like,
and
I don't
the bonfires and the marching and you're like, oh.
Yeah, you bastards.
Yeah. Little in jokes and all.
Yeah, I didn't mean any of that. I just wanted to stay close to Dublin. The closest to Dublin. Can I make this be an apology letter?
Imagine you giving like a public apology. Tiger Woods, you know, standing there, the teary Calvin beside you, like, I'm so sorry. I just didn't mean any of that.
What's your man's name?
Your company has spent thousands writing him this letter. Just throws away. I didn't mean any of that.
What was that young fellow bleeding in America? Remember he went and he shot all the Reuters and he was crying. He's and he's crying and he's, oh, it's the worst acting I've ever seen.
He shot all the writers.
No, the writers.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Terrence.
What did
Terrence Rittenhouse.
What did he do? Who was he?
He shot two rioters in the BLM riots, wasn't it? It was back during COVID, but he was up on it in court and he's like testifying, but like, oh, it's so bad. He's blubbering and, I just picture you doing that. You know what I mean?
I didn't know.
Try that. Don't talk. Terrence Rittenhouse. Terrence Rittenhouse apology to Aoife Moore.
That could be your next road trip up the north.
After this,
we've actually done two road trips up the north.
I'm not getting caught
meeting.
I'm not getting caught in the strays of him getting chastised over
it was an accident. I just wanted to be 90 minutes from Dublin, and by law it's but not by my heart.
Terence Power,
just by law,
ever the law-abiding citizen over there. Literally, you don't need to do anything. Just leave Terence and he'll burn
did
it down.
Did I dig that hole deep or did I get myself out of that hole?
I think you're still going. You're still going.
No, what border? Does that get me out of the hole?
Yeah. So you're going with Italy and you're going with Liverpool.
I'm going with Liverpool, a belt of...
Yeah, just Liverpool. Just Belgium. Yeah, Belgium. Brioche.
Oh, you put me in the hole, you hand me the ladder. That's what you did. That's what you did. You pushed me down a grave, you slipped the ladder down, and I crawled back out. Can I just read out a message?
Please.
And it said they're coming in 6 minutes ago.
Oh.
I don't know if this can say. Was talking to the
Shit press office.
Me, sorry, Jerry. Was talking to the retail manager and the board gosh today, and he told me that those were the busiest bars they ever had in a night. Another record. And the staff also said the crowd were the nicest and easiest crowd that they've ever had to deal with. That message has just come in.
Yeah. I knew we would.
Boys, that's deadly.
I knew we would.
No, shout it out, but I knew we would there because I don't think it's built for like selling gaggle, having the buzz, you know, that kind of thing. Where like the Vicar Street and all, and you're like, damn, I want Blade and Aslan and all played there.
Another thing so is, mad, I'm nearly like, sure they don't, oh, they do close the Bar Jordan shows, don't they? Because they don't like people going.
Yeah. Deal.
Every show.
Got another question?
Yeah.
Probably no, I don't think we need one.
One more question?
Go on, bro. If that's what you.
We've only had one question.
You feel, bro.
Would you rather. This is a weird one. Would you rather have to keep your shoes in the attic anytime they're not on your feet?
No.
Or you have to graphically lick the front door as you open it every time you return home?
Runners are going in the attic.
Are they?
I'm not meeting my front door.
Why not?
Me dropping the hand on the front door and into the letterbox? Not a chance. Not a chance. You're meeting your front door.
I think that's why Tony put in graphically so you couldn't get out of it with that.
Give it a good lick, boys.
He's dropping the hand on the front door.
Just lick the door, boys.
No, it's not lick the door and go in. You're meeting it.
You have to go up to the attic.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'm not meeting the front
door. Itchy stuff will get on to
you. There's no itchy stuff.
You got the attic done?
Obviously.
Oh, you have money. We knew that.
We've discussed all this.
I like him explaining how much money he has. Architects and you don't have the itchy stuff. I'm licking the door.
Yeah, this is also the fellow who rolled around in the itchy stuff as a kid.
We can tell.
I'm licking the door, boys.
Licking the door.
I
the
think
partition
I'm afraid of insulation. Think we can add that to the list.
You say afraid of insulation?
Yeah, is that the stuff?
Yeah.
You're afraid of insulation?
Yeah.
All right.
What are you saying, Owen? You're going attic?
Yep.
Oh, you have a hatch, don't you? Don't like that.
I have a hatch.
Yeah.
You've also money as well, Owen.
Yeah, you want to get a styra put in and stop the missing.
Yeah, a styra. It leads to the hatch. The hatch opens, the styra falls out.
All right, that does look, because... Now, in fairness, we haven't had a video call in a while. We all sitting at your desk and you can see the hatch in the background.
That's the hatch.
And there's a styra in the hatch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, that's all right then. You're not meeting the front door, no, you're not?
Nah, you're too introverted for that, Owen.
I'm also not afraid of my attic.
Introverted because you don't want to meet your front door.
No, but it's not for that reason.
You're wearing the head
he's
off the number on your door.
I'm not a showman like Terence.
Yeah, like if someone caught me doing that, like I'm not sure that
Terence is one of them. Yeah, I did meet her on holidays. Oh no, she lives in a different country. She's not on Facebook.
No, people wouldn't. Like, oh, you can play that off. You're very. Like a posh shot and all is too straight.
He's trying to show
like
everyone he can me. Yeah, I know how to me.
Nah, you're too big, you're too professional.
Don't ask, I'd be embarrassed to be seen by the neighbours.
Yeah, don't ask his missus who's up the duff. Ask his hall door.
Yeah. I'm giving the door a lick, boys. Come here, look best of luck to you. All the effort you have to do every day to put a pair of runners on.
All the effort you have to do to open your front door.
Lick the thing, bro.
It's not licking it, it's meeting it.
Well, meet the door, meeting and licking. If you lick your board in a mount, are you meeting it? Are you?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, well then, if you want to call that meet the door, I'll meet the door, bro. I'll meet the door.
Rather than walk in, just open the store and pop your runners up.
Every time, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes I can't even put my runners in the hall. Sometimes I leave them in the sitting room because I'm tired. You have to get in the attic. And all I get given out there of my gaff for is for leaving runners in the sitting room or leaving them in the bedroom or leaving them sitting around. It's all I get given out there for.
Can you imagine your
and jocks on the bathroom floor
and
the
sit
other
you down and say, look, I have to have a word with you. You're ripping me off with the hall door.
And I say, look, fucking, what was his name? Tiny Tony. He said to put in a singer and I'm stuck and the lads won't let me not answer the question. Because it's content. Do you get me? If I had the option, I'd say none of them own. Am I allowed to say that? As you're the producer of this podcast, would you accept me saying none of them?
I am but a window ledge.
You are the back window ledge, bro. Yeah. Do you know what?
Load bearing window ledge.
That was me going at you, bro. Yeah, the foundations of the house.
Now listen, you carry on over there.
I built, made me bed like.
No, Hernan Crespo. I'll be Claude McAlealy.
Give me the reference. I like Chelsea. The two players. Oh, Mourinho. Why them two?
Probably harsh on Crespo.
Who's harsh on Crespo?
Who's a better example?
Drogba, no?
Who's all flash, no substance?
Ah, Jesus. Robin. No, Robin in that Chelsea team.
Chelsea for Robin. But well, Robin to Bayern Munich was a different player.
No, yeah, did. Robin and Bayern is different.
Chelsea was good.
Nah, he wasn't all that.
Duff was the unsung hero on them wings.
The potential on.
Duff was unsung on them wings.
It was a bad analogy on my part.
Yeah.
It was a bad analogy. And what was the McAlealy reference?
That he's doing all the dirty work.
Okay. So you could have went like, can't they fucking...
And drink water.
Well, yeah, you could, but they're together. He's talking about someone up the top half of the pitch who should be down the business.
That's Vardy and the Japanese fella.
Can't they Zaki. And Shinji Okazaki.
Ozaki, yeah.
Yeah, it's can't they and Shinji Okazaki. That's who we are.
He was winning all them headers and the flick-ons without him. Right, we'll leave it there, as Bill O'Hurley would say. We'll leave it there as hope.
I think I'm at the dig in a deep dark hole in that episode.
Are you being well to get over?
From the border. I created a border. Didn't I?
Well, you validated a border.
Yeah.
But some people aren't happy with.
I disagree with my statement. I took it back early.
If we weren't here, you would have doubled down on it.
32, bro.
26 plus 6 is 1.
Ben's looking to find the fella. To find the fella meeting the door.
I'm waiting on someone to like put in some mad political stuff like... You shouldn't actually say that as a joke and I'll shut up, Jerry on a boner, like. Do you get me? I'm joking.
Oh.
Is that the end now? I'm tired, bro. I'm tired.
Tired of this border.
That border, yeah. It's invisible as well, which is more annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
More annoying, which is fair if it wasn't.
Like, because we can just go in and out. One foot in, one foot out. And it's like, apparently we're going across a county and all.
You're the one who says we're going into a different country.
A border. That's the, by law. Do you have to change our money? I disagree, bro. Oh, can we cut this? Because I feel like, you are making it look like I'm digging and I don't think I am. Why am I crying?
Right. Are we leaving this one here or keep going?
Cut the whole episode. Can we start again? Look at me, Owen. Can we start again?
I don't think so.
It's too late in the
day. Too late, yeah. Calvin has to get to Harper's match. We just have to keep going.
Yeah. You're there trying to blink out through the Good Friday agreement. Apparently, so I'm on the sideline, fucking passively aggressive, staring at the other opposition's dads. So, where do you send the questions to, Terry?
HawkingBollocks@goloudnow.com.
That's it. Welcome back, Owen. Hope you all had a great bank holiday.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Boom. Calvin, I did a hotbox session last week. I'm still thinking about it. That heat just hits different.
Yeah, that proper finish blast followed by the cold plunge. I felt brand new after my one. It's an unreal spot as well. Proper escape.
Yeah, I went in wrecked and I came out flouting. It's not just for recovery either. It's a great spot to catch up with your mates or even sweat the fur though.
Yeah, they have a sust. I was at the one in Meath, but they're in Sligo, Kilkenny, Louth and Dublin. Which one do you go to?
Dublin, obviously. If you fancy giving it a go, hit up the hotboxonit.ie or check them out on Instagram at the Hotbox on it.
And here's a bonus for you. Use the code TALKINBOLLOCKS10 for 10% off your session. You'll thank us later.
Go Loud presents Talking More Bollocks. Proudly supported by the Hotbox Sauna. Need a reset? Sweat it out at the Hotbox Sauna. Ireland's number one sauna and cold plunge experience. Recharge, relax and reconnect in stunning outdoor locations. Book your session now at thehotboxsauna.ie. Go Loud. Sounds better with us. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in the door. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that,
the hip knocker.
Cut down.